Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, more likely than not, he's going to be looking just to end his career as the Browns are realistically set up for a reset here, right? They're set up to sort of just take a couple of years to get back to where they're at. Take some time. We're not going to call it a rebuild, a retool, a reset, whatever term you want to use to put it out there. But my assumption was, Joe Bitonio, 1 year left on your contract, you probably hang it up because do you really want to go through a suffering year and for what? Just to go through and add another year to your career, go through, I'm not saying the paycheck's bad, but as a guy who's struggled to find success as a Cleveland Brown, finally had a taste of it, and then that was ripped away from you, you would think the same way that it feels like a lot of these star players for the Browns, the taste in your mouth would be bitter. And you wouldn't feel the necessity to come back. But instead, Joel Bitonio did. And again, that's good news as a Browns fan. Because anytime you get Joel back, I know he wasn't incredible last year. But just to have the guy there after how long it's been, it's the same feeling. Maybe a little less so in the instance if you were to bring Nick Chubb back for me. Like, I think Joel's got a little bit more in the tank right now in terms of the output he put out last year compared to what Nick did. But same thing, if they go and they re-sign Nick Chubb, or Nick Chubb decides, you know, I'm going to stay in Cleveland, yeah, that's good news. I enjoy that. There's no problem. Now, is it the best move for the Browns? I don't know. But anytime that Nick Chubb's under contract, it's the same feeling that when Joel Bitonio's under contract. So it's a good feeling for the day. We're happy. It's a good place to be. But I do wonder if this alludes to maybe something a little larger. Because I think there's two routes that you can go down in thinking about today coming out and Joel Bitonio not retiring. And that's A, the decision that I just laid out to you. Joel decides he wants to come back and he's just feeling good. He wants to finish out his career as a Cleveland Brown, finish out his contract, feel good. And it's basically him doing the Browns a favor. Right, he's not coming back for any other reason than I'm a Cleveland Brown. I feel like I owe it. I want to be here, and I want to play one more year. Personally, my own personal benefit, I want to be here for another season. Which, okay. Again, no Browns fans upset about that. But it's with the understanding that this team looks the way that it is. This offseason has gone the way that it has gone. And truthfully, you're just coming back to collect a check and be a member of a football team for one more year and give it all to your city. Now, that's probably the more likely scenario in all of this because we know that Joel's gone through the bad. Like, at that point, in some degree, what's one more year? But the other side of it, which I thought was interesting, because I told you, I felt Joel Bitonio was in a spot where you probably just retire. What's the point of one more year? You're not competing for anything. And as a player that is getting up there in age, if you're not really competing for anything, you're just beating up your body, and it doesn't feel like you're getting much out of it. Like, this season, I'm sure, didn't feel that great for a 33-year-old in Joel Bitonio. No, you were getting beat up. We know he spends a lot of time not on the practice field to try to make sure his body's right by the time we get to Sunday. But the other side of it is, okay, nobody would have questioned you had you decided to hang it up. We all would have sat here and gone, wow, that's depressing, but we get it. Now, though, I think it draws the question whether or not Joel thinks this team can be competitive next year. And really, I thought the two between Joel and the decision that Miles made were going to be tied 1-1. If Miles makes the decision and the Browns finally cave in and they say, okay, we're going to trade you, it felt to me like Joel would also say, okay, that's probably good enough for me. I don't need to come back. But if there was a chance and it was a likelihood that Miles Garrett was back here next year and playing in a Browns uniform, that Joel Bitonio would say, well, if Miles is going to be here, then we still have a chance. You got to get the quarterback position right. There's a lot of things that have to go right, but this team is not just sunken under the water, and the season is just basically going to be played out to see where we draft. I thought those two were going to be tied together. Obviously, now the Joel Bitonio part of this comes first, which is not the instance and the route that I thought it was going to happen. But it does make me think just how likely it is that Miles comes back. If Joel's willing to give it another year, I almost wonder if the inside report or that Joel truly believes what he's being sold by Jimmy Haslam, by Andrew Berry, by Kevin Stefanski, that they're not going to try to move off of Miles. Or that the deals they're bringing in are so ludicrous that this team can continue to be competitive. I just don't see happening. I'd imagine you'd be getting draft compensation back for any team that wants to take Miles, and you're not getting a Miles Garrett-level player back. But clearly, if he wants to play another year, the gears in my head spin, and I think one more year, would you not want to be competitive? Is that not the one thing then that would push you over the edge? That would make you say, okay, I'm coming back because I want to win. I want to do something good for this city and get this place back on track, even if I'm not going with the assumption that I'm winning a Super Bowl, because we all know we're far away from that. But maybe this team can get back to the playoffs. We can get another playoff win under my belt. And then maybe if we take a great step, you know, sure, I got this year left in me. Maybe I sign a one-year contract. Something like that for Joel Bitonio. I just think if you have no chance of this thing being competitive and you don't think Miles is going to be back, then what are you doing? Why come back is just a favor to the Cleveland Browns, who, yes, have given you 11 years of a strong NFL career, but truly you have given them 11 years of a strong NFL career, not much in the opposite direction. You have been giving and giving to the Cleveland Browns, meanwhile receiving very little up until just very recently, in which we're considering two playoff appearances and a playoff win, them giving back to you for your 11 years of dedication. It's not a whole lot. Doesn't feel like the compensation there for Joel Bitonio is great. It's why that I lean in the direction that I think Joel Bitonio at least has been sold the idea that us as Browns fans are not believing. That's that Miles Garrett's going to be back and that this team is going to be competitive. Now, I thought everybody was under that belief that Miles wasn't going to be here, but Jeremy Fowler was on with Ken and Anthony this morning and just threw out the idea before the Joel Bitonio news had come out, the likelihood that he thought that Miles would be here. Here we go.
I'm going to go 40 to 50%. I'm in the minority on that. Browns are really, really dug in. Like, they're, and look, maybe this is just, maybe you'll end up be posturing, right? Like, you kind of got to sniff that out. Who's posturing, who's not. You know, when I ask people with the Browns, they look at me with four eyes. Like, why would you trade Miles Garrett? Like, what are you doing? Like, are we idiots? It's kind of like that feeling. Like, I don't know. I just think they're very dug in. Things can change close to the draft, certainly. I think Miles Garrett feels like he's a Maserati or a Porsche in a used parking garage right now.
Oh, that was just a good line. I mean, hands down, that's a good line. But, yeah, if That's the true feeling coming out of the Browns. When you talk to the Browns, it is really, why would we trade him? What would be the true thought behind that? And the Browns are so dug in, so hell-bent on the idea that they can get Myles Garrett to be back in Cleveland, to put the pads back on, and that they're going to be able to sell him something. Clearly, if Joel Bitonio is going to be willing to believe it, and that's what I'm going to draw from this, that's going to be my thought process, that Joel truly believes that there's some direction that this thing goes in which this team gives you something next year, that they show you any sort of competitiveness. I mean, if Joel's willing to believe it, who am I to sit here and tell you no? And if Jeremy Fowler is telling me that there's a legitimate 40 to 50% chance that next year Myles Garrett's on this roster week one, again, who am I to tell you no? It feels like to me, if you're going to trade Myles Garrett, you would do it coming up on the draft. And we talked money, the post-June 1st, you can make it work. You can make the money spin, make it a post-June 1st designation, but it is essentially agree to the terms of the trade leading up to that date. Right? You can make it work the way you want it to. If you're going to get the deal done, you're going to want the compensation back. Everything heats up right around the draft. Those picks have the most value right around the draft. That seems to be where you would make your deal done. We're not that far off, right? A little less than 2 months. We're looking at the end of April. The draft is coming up. And if the Browns are going to continue to sit there and be heels dug in on not trading Myles Garrett, and Joel Bitonio has himself back in a Browns uniform next year, I'm not telling you it's a guarantee. I'm not saying that this team's going to be great next year or that Myles Garrett does end up back. But you have to think that the likelihood is probably higher than we think. And that Joel's not just making a pure individual decision on this. He doesn't strike me as the type of person that's going, I'll at least collect a paycheck, right? At least they'll just pay me money. Even if this team's bad, I get another year of football and another year to be paid. Joel has never acted as those are the most important things to him. To me, this is, there's clearly a route for something. I want to build towards something here, at least in one more year, if that's what I decide is the end of my career. One more year, I can start to make this thing work, and Joel's going to be dialed into that entire process. Again, if he's not going to tell me no, why should I sit here and tell you no? Feels like there's a pretty good chance of that happening. 216-474-0092. Is Joel Bitonio coming back signs of a positive for the Browns, potentially in the Myles Garrett situation? You'd also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C. Jake, so we get your social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up. We'll continue this conversation. And then coming up at 7:40, we have the station buzz. At 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Chris Easterlin of the Akron Beacon Journal and a whole lot more. 8:40, quarterback big board. 9 o'clock, we'll do Get a Grip. We'll react to the Cavs when they wrap up. But right now, 216-474-0092. Is Joel Bitonio coming back a sign of something positive for the Browns, potentially in the direction of Myles Garrett? We'll get to your calls coming up here in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime up until 11 tonight on 92.3 The Fan. You got to think, at least in some degree, just a little bit, that this could be something positive, that this could be an overall relation being drawn, that the Browns are moving in the right direction. And that maybe the heightened negativity surrounding this team is maybe in some degree all in our heads. Now, I know that's difficult because I would have told you the heightened positivity going into last year was probably a good thing, and that ended up being all in our heads. As the team, of course, goes 3-14. Like that's a direct correlation that you can make there, that those are going to be, how much trust do you have even if the Browns are trying to tell you they're going into a positive direction? Even if they truly think that things are going in the right way, that they continue to actually do so. Now, I would say that these things have to be related, though. If Joel Bitonio is going to come back, how often do you see offensive linemen specifically guys who are just going, ah, I don't know, I might hang it up, and them going, yeah, the team's bad. You know what? I'm going to come back anyway. I feel like it's not often. I think that is much more out of the norm than it is in that Joel Bitone is just going to come back to compete for nothing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It doesn't strike me as that guy, and I'm not the only person with the thought. Ohio's Tate. He works for Barstool, kid from here. He was on with the guys on the afternoon show and actually drew a very similar conclusion himself as well.
That news changes everything I felt about the direction the Browns were heading. If he's coming back, he's not doing it for a complete scrap and rebuild, right? It makes me trust the narrative a little more that we're just, hey, we're not looking to trade Myles Garrett. We're trying to win now. We're bringing back Bitonio. And I don't know if I love it. I don't know if we have the pieces to continue to go at it and just remain at the bottom, even though we're trying to win. But it does seem like that's what the direction we're heading is.
Again, you don't have to necessarily agree with the direction the Browns are going. We all know that ideally I don't, right? I've been on the bandwagon for months on months since before the season was over that your best case scenario here is just scrap it. Like, you just tear this thing down to a degree, keep your young talent, try to build it back up, and just eat the 2 years of the Deshaun contract and eventually try to get you to where you want to be. But what this is more likely selling you is that that is a fever dream at this point. That the Browns, no matter what, are going to go into this thing and attempt to compete for right or wrong of the franchise. They're going to try to make this work, and they're making the sell within the building that they're going to try and make this work. Which, if you say that posturing is the way that they're going when they're talking about Myles Garrett, and eventually they do trade him, that's the only route they find out of this thing. The fact that Joel Bitonio is coming back maybe doesn't give you a signal that Myles Garrett is going to be coming in with a smile on his face, putting on the shoulder pads, and lining up week one. But it does, to some degree, make me believe that what the Browns are saying, they're not trading Myles Garrett, that's not something they're considering, is more so true. That they actually believe that's the way to get this thing done. And that we will probably end up at a point where this just continues to get more and more ugly. And that's what we're going to have to live with, is that this thing is going to get ugly. But at least you have any indication today, I think more than ever, on what the direction of the Browns is and whether or not you can truly believe them. I don't think Joel Bitonio gives you a toss it in, I'm just going to show up for the heck of it type of year. I think the only way you get that guy to come back is if the sell is no. I promise you, Joel, this team is going to be looking to compete next year. And we're going to try to find a way to do it. And you play maybe off the fact that in 2023, you were an 11-win team, not that far off, and not much has changed on this roster. And you have a nice draft pick coming in at number two. And you're sitting at the top of each round in the draft. And this is going to be a better draft for you than you've had in the last 4 years. And I would tell you that's probably, in some degree, reality. I don't know how great they're going to be. But it is a team who played well. You're finally taking the steps to move off of Deshaun, even, you know, be it, I was going to say a year late, probably like 3 years too late, in the fact that you maybe should have never made the move. But again, a year late maybe, but you're making the proper decision to move off and move at least beyond Deshaun in the current, not that you have much of a choice, but it feels like you're moving in that direction and saying, okay, we're trying to get us to a spot right now where we're past that. We're not thinking about that. Yes, obviously it plays into a factor of what's going on with the salary cap and everything else, but we're trying to move past it. We're going beyond it. And now it's time. It is time to start something here, and we think that with the draft picks we have, we can make this thing competitive. And as much as I'd love to continue to reaffirm all of the question marks I have about the Browns and all the different spots that they have between wide receiver, offensive line, the running back room, obviously the quarterback, the defensive play last year, it is a very similar roster to 2023. It is a roster that was one of the best defenses of recent memory in the NFL. You're just not far removed from that. You feel like you have talent in the wide receiver room. You have talent as a tight end. They probably feel that they're going to have talent, at least following this draft at running back, and I'm sure they feel good about where they're at with Jerome Ford. To them, it's probably just figure out the quarterback and make some good moves along the way, and this team could be at least right back where you were a year ago. And there has to be some plan. Miles might not like the plan. He might have been shown it and saying, I don't agree with it. But clearly there's a plan that Joe Bitonio is behind. Clearly there's something here. And I don't know if I want to just directly relate. Joe Bitonio's coming back, so maybe there's a more chance that Myles Garrett's going to be here too. I truly don't want to pair those two things together because it does feel that Miles has pretty much made his claim on where he wants to be when this offseason's done, and that's anywhere but Cleveland. So 216-474-0092, do you feel like the decisions of Joel and Miles Garrett are tied together? Are they connected? I don't think that they are. I think that Joel came back, though, with the idea of knowing what the plans with Miles are and what their plans going into next year are. It's not so much the decision of Miles that might have seemed so obvious to draw with Joel Bitonio. I don't think those are the two that are connected, but I do think the Browns' decision on what they're going to do heading in to 2025 and the decision of Joel Bitonio are connected. If it was, we're going to rebuild this thing, we're going to try to put out competitive pieces, but hey, we know we're probably not going to be great this year. It makes more sense probably for Joel just to say, nope, I'm good. But he's back. You should be happy. You should be excited. You're probably a Hall of Fame left guard is going to be back in a Browns uniform next year. That is reason to be overjoyed, and it's reason to finally feel that I think you have any sense on where this team wants to go. We've been sitting all offseason long with no direction. Are they going to get Kirk Cousins? Are they going to go younger at veteran quarterback? Do they draft a quarterback at two? We have no idea whether or not they're posturing on Myles Garrett and they decide that they actually want to trade him and they're just trying to build up the value. We've been sitting here staring blind at the entire situation. Completely blinded. You have no clue what the Browns' actual move are. And I think that this, while it might be something that people gloss over as just a guy deciding he doesn't want to retire, I do think does point you in the direction of what the Browns are actually planning to do. It's more of a sign than we've gotten all year long. You can dismiss it. You can say, I'll believe it when I see it from the Browns and the roster that they decide to put out this year, how competitive they really want to be. I don't blame you. It's been lie after lie, and this isn't a clear cut. It's not Joel saying he knows exactly what this team's doing and telling you everything I just told you, but it does have to be the start of that. It does have to be the position that we get to where that does become the conversation. That if you're looking for any signs, any direction, that you've finally been given something. I do think it's interesting, though, what the plan is here with Myles Garrett. We played you the clip from Jeremy Fowler when he's out at the morning show saying that he thought it was going to be a 40 to 50% chance that Myles Garrett is back next year. And that was prior to the Joel Bitonio news. I'd be interested to know if that swung his decision at all, if he changed his mind based on that information, if that even drives him up higher than he's currently sitting right now. Because I do think this has to play in some part of what Miles is thinking. If, okay, well, Joel's buying into the plan. Joel's the guy who's been here since well before I was here. He's here when I was drafted. And he's been with me the entire journey. If he's bought in, okay, maybe I should hear the Browns out. Or maybe this thing, I'll leave it sitting in the back of my mind, is not truly as bad as I think it is. I think all of those possibilities come back into play. And maybe we'll have that answered very quickly. Maybe somebody will reach out to Miles and ask him the question, hey, Joel, change your mind at all? And he probably gives you the, I don't want to be in Cleveland, I want to be traded. And that could all go away. It could all be winded down with one more comment from Myles Garrett, but I think it at least pulls it back into the question. Coming up at 7:40, we're going to get to the station buzz. But real quick before we get there, I want to get your spring training report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. The Guardians off today. That is your spring training report. They are not playing. This is the one odd day where they're not going to be in action. Yesterday, if you missed that, a quick recap for you. The Guardians take down the Angels by a final score of 8-1. A lonesome win in the spring training. You had a good outing out of Logan Allen. He threw three innings, gave up two hits, no runs. That's a good sign. But overall, I think you also got a decent outing out of Gavin Williams. Struck out six through two and a third, gave up one run. Nice inning out of Cade Smith. I don't know how much more stock you're putting into anything here. I don't know how much extra you're putting into that. But at least you got it. They'll take on the Diamondbacks tomorrow at 8:05. Wouldn't expect a whole ton. Wouldn't expect a whole ton. Chase DeLauder's also out 8 to 12 weeks. Excited. And that your spring training report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. 216-474-0092. Do you feel the decisions of Joel and Miles are connected? Before we go and get to the station buzz, let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Todd in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
No, I don't think they're connected, Jake. And I think this makes it look good for the Browns as well, because he's on a good offensive line when they're healthy. That is one of the better offensive lines in the league when they're healthy. Okay?
Yeah.
And they can now do with a little bit more comfort draft two good offensive linemen, and that will make that strong offensive line deep, which is what it needed to be deep. It wasn't deep enough, okay. And Joel has done what most honorable men do. He made an agreement when he was capable to make the agreement to fulfill a contract, and the contract's not fully fulfilled yet. The Browns have the facilities for him, they have the training for him, and they have the rehab staff when he gets injured for him as well. So he's just doing what an honorable man does and a good dad does, because he doesn't want to have to answer for some slacking later on in life to his kids. He's going to finish out his contract. So good move by Joe. But he plays offense. Miles doesn't play offense. Okay, so I don't think they're connected.
I would tell you that I would say a lot of the reason that Miles doesn't want to be here is because of Deshaun. He plays offense too. When your defense is on the field and the offense doesn't move, that makes a problem. I'm not saying you're wrong, though, on the entire Joel situation. Like, you could very well be right. And I do think that Joel is the type of guy that says, I did sign the contract. It's 1 year. I'd like to, have it in my ability. It does help the Browns out, who gave me a career, who gave me a second home. And it buys them one more year. So maybe, I'd like to think that it gives you a little something, though. If they were in full rebuild, does it really do anything for Joel Bitonio to say, I'm coming back?
Yeah, it says that he's going to get up and go to work and honor his contract like a dude that did not come from heavy money would do. He doesn't come from heavy money.
No.
he's going to get up and go to work, man. That's typical for his type of people, my type of people. You finish that legal matter, you finish that accounting matter, you go teach that class, you go do what you're supposed to do. Now, I'm going to say this. This is why I say this about Miles. I watched that Baltimore game, and I watched Derrick Henry make a couple runs on the opposite side of the field. He didn't get past Miles. He went on the other side of the field. And I remember at the end of that game when they scored that last touchdown, Miles was just shaking his head. So, nah, it's not just because of the Deshaun Watson deal. It's because he only has so much help in defense, man. But I got a quick question. You can answer it off the air.
What you got?
Is Greg Newsome on his way out? Are they about to make a deal for Greg? All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate the call, Todd. Yeah. Do they make a deal with Greg? I don't know. I could see it. It could be something that happens. They got to move off him sooner than later because what's the point of keeping him around at this point? He's not going to be re-signed here, I would think. It wouldn't surprise me. All right. The station buzz coming up in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.